Reporting from North Korea, a major political gathering is going on there. It's called the 7th Congress of the Workers' Party of Korea, and it's a rare event. The last time this meeting took place was 36 years ago. This event brought more than 3,400 party members to the North Korean capital, Pyongyang. It started on Friday and doesn't have a formal end date, though it's expected to last a few days. Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un, who heads up the communist state, didn't announce any major policy changes in his three-hour speech, but he did outline a five-year plan to help his nation's struggling economy, increasing coal output, automating jobs and factories, and mechanizing farms were all part of it. He also discussed the need to generate more electricity, promoting renewable energy and nuclear power. In Pyongyang, which has the highest standard of living in North Korea, many people only have electricity for a few hours of the morning and the evening. So what's it like for international reporters to cover an event like this in a country whose government controls its media?
It's day three of the Party Congress, and we've been waiting here in the parking lot of the Angato Hotel for almost an hour. We see a lot of the government officials on their phones, perhaps trying to figure out where exactly the group of press is going to be going today. We took a short drive through Pyongyang, a beautiful Sunday morning, didn't know where we were going, and we've just arrived at the People's House of Culture. We don't know who's inside the building, but if you look at this row of shiny black Mercedes here, and specifically look at the license plate numbers, that would indicate these are some of the highest level members of the Workers' Party of Korea. We've been told to bring all of our gear, including our backpacks, inside. We've been given our passports as well for some kind of a security check. What happened?
Program has changed.
Program change? Where are we going?
Back to hotel, quick lunch, and rest.
Well, there you go. We're heading back to the hotel. The program has changed. After 3 hours of waiting at our hotel, we were all told to rush and gather in front of the television for this. State TV broke in for a special report, which turned out to be the leader's full speech that he gave on Saturday to the Workers' Party Congress. It's been going on for well over 2 hours. Of course, we already read the full transcript. It's the first 8 pages of the morning paper, coverage on the front and back pages. If you're looking for any major policy changes or announcements, you won't find them in this speech. The leader talked about North Korean history from 1980 until today. He did say this country won't use its nuclear weapons unless provoked first, but we've heard that before. So in the end, even though we're inside this country covering the Workers' Party Congress, the state-controlled media continues to be our best and only source of information.